You have plenty of time to score. I'm not saying they're going to. You have plenty of time to score, but the clock's running, and you got Rapids pinned down deep. How much do you want to rub it in their face?
That's what I was thinking. I'm thinking, are they going to just take a knee? Are they going to just run it up the middle? Are they going to do something? Are they going to try to score? We'll see, I guess, here.
Yeah.
As they split out wideouts left and right, one in the slot on the left, pistol to the right. Once again, Kostrowski puts that man in motion. They give it to DuPoit, and he is going to be hit.
Ooh,
he might have even lost a yard on that
as he went
off left tackle. And let's wait for the mark at the 9-yard line. You're right. They did lose a yard. It'll be second and goal at the 9.
Starting to get this vantage point down a little bit. Just in time for 3 more games sitting up here with you.
Yeah. Another penalty. They're going to say a legal procedure, and they're going to accept the penalty. They're going to move it. Instead of from the 8, they're going to move it from the 9. So that's nice. They lost a yard plus the 5 yards. So with the penalty, they lost 6.
Just under 2 minutes left to go. Assumption, they're getting some points, but so is Abbotsford. Abbotsford up 56-20 over the Royals. Good to see him scoring some points there. You got to get some positive momentum going for the Royals.
You know, good on the Falcons too. They're ranked third in Division 2.
They're very good.
That they built a big lead and just I'm sure they played a lot of reserves and
you can't tell those reserves to not play.
Right. Low snap, picked up by Kostrowski, works his way inside the 10, and is going to be tackled at the 8 after a gain of 6 on the carry.
Jack Kostrowski on the carry, tackled by number 6.
And it's third now in goal with 35 seconds remaining. So here's one of those situations where they could take a knee if they chose.
Yeah, I mean...
That would do it, right?
Yeah, I mean, Rapids does not have any timeouts. Just take a knee, you're done. 22 seconds to go. Call it a night.
They will have to run a play.
Yeah.
Right now, Kostrowski is going to tuck it under center. Let's see if he just does do that, if he takes the knee. Waits for the count to start, and he takes a knee. Oh, boy. And the nose guard for Rapids pushes the center back into Kostrowski, and... Wausau West not real happy with that, as he was just going to take a knee and call it a game, which just happened. But that's how the game comes to a conclusion, where the final score reads Wausau West 21 and Wisconsin Rapids 6. Take a look at some of the scoring highlights from tonight's ball game. Rather interesting is the fact that every quarter there was a score by one of the teams, and that was it. Just one score per quarter. It started off at the 7:41 mark of the first stanza. Jack Kostrowski, the quarterback, little 1 yard run up the middle. 7 play, 60 yard drive. Finn Christensen's PAT made it 7-0. And Wausau West. And then in quarter number 2 at the 5:41 mark, Cooper DuPoit, a 2 yard touchdown run off of right guard. It was a 6-play, 55-yard drive, and Finn Christensen's PAT made the score 14-0 at the half. Wausau West with the lead. And then after a fumble at the 2:21 mark, Cohen Lehman 5 yards up the middle, capping a 5-play, 33-yard drive. Unfortunately, there was a low snap on the PAT and caused the kick to go wide left, and the scoreboard read 14-6, 3 dubs ahead, heading into that final stanza. And just 49 seconds into that final quarter, Jack Kostrowski with his second touchdown of the ball game. A little bootleg to the left-hand pylon, capping a 7-play, 63-yard drive. And Finn's PAT made it 21-6, and that is the final score of our ball game tonight. And just a reminder, next week, Rapids will be at Marshfield, as we like to call it, the battle for Wood County. Marshfield hosting D.C. Everest tonight. Everest 3-1 on the year, 2-0 in conference. They're atop the conference with Spash. Marshfield going into tonight's ball game, 1-3 overall, 1-1 in the Valley. And for Wausau West, they will be at the aforementioned Stevens Point Panthers, who are 3-1, 2-0. They are at Hudson tonight. Hudson, of course, beat Wausau West earlier this year, 35-22. Hudson is 2-2 on the season, 0-2 in conference play. So Rapids comes up a little bit short again tonight. They fall to 0-5 on the season, 0-3 in conference action, while Wausau West improves to 3-2 and 2-1 in the Valley. So just a game behind the conference leaders. And now we'll take a look at some of the individual and team statistics. And once again, with those, here's Michael.
Well, as Randy said, 21-6 your final here at Woodtrust Bank Field at Southwood County Stadium, a beautiful campus of Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln, and just another tough night at the office for the Red Raiders as the offense for a good part of the game really kind of stuck in neutral. That was up until that third quarter when they finally got on the board, but just wasn't meant to be tonight. Starting, statistically speaking, for three dubs, the Wausau West Warriors, four dubs, Wausau West Wisconsin Warriors. Think about it. Anyways, Jack Ostrowski, 9 carries for 56 yards, 2 touchdowns, one of 1 yard and the other of 8. Cooper DePoit, he's the big gainer of the game with 19 carries, 165 yards, and a 2-yard touchdown plunge to help the Warriors. Marcus MacDonald, 1 carry for 8 yards, and Miles Waldvogel, 1 carry for 4 yards. That is 30 carries for 233 yards on the ground. Ostrowski, he's all right through the air for 96 yards as he completed 5 of 8 passes, no interceptions. So that would be a grand total of 329 yards when you add up the 233 with the 96. 17 first downs in the game for the Warriors as they had 4 penalties for 35 yards and had 2 fumbles in which both were lost to Rapids. There's another bright side to Rapids taking the ball away. Just unfortunately couldn't get into that end zone. For Rapids, turning the page, Jonah Rasmussen, 25 touches, 75 yards, followed by Landon Pilot, as he was 3 touches for 6 yards. Colin Lehman, 17 carries for 80 yards, and Chase Gethers, 2 touches for 1 yard. That would be 47 touches for Wisconsin Rapids, rushing the ball, and they had 162 yards, whereas Lehman, he was 1 for 6 passing. Owen Richardson, he was 0 for 1 passing. So Rapids, 1 for 7 through the air, no interceptions for 7 yards. A grand total of 169 total yards for Wisconsin Rapids in the game. Peter Steinoffel, he was the lone receiver for Wisconsin Rapids. He pulled in that one pass for 7 yards. 11 first downs in the game for Wisconsin Rapids as they were penalized 3 times for 29 yards and had 2 fumbles, none of which were lost. So, Randy, it was Wisconsin Rapids. The offense was just kind of bogged down for much of the game. But when they got some life, they unfortunately had a big, big drive, come up short. Then they get the ball back and they score right away. It's unfortunate they just couldn't quite get over the hump and make it a one-score game and put the pressure on West at the end of the game.
You know, it's one of the things we alluded to a couple of times this year, that it's always enjoyable watching, especially high school sports, and watch how these young men progress as the years goes along. And I think we're seeing that with Rapids as they are making strides and just can't quite get it into the W column yet. But hopefully next week that'll happen for them as they head over to Marshfield to take on the Tigers in the battle for Wood County.
Yeah, against Marshfield, again, I haven't done much research on them. I believe they got their first win of the season last week. I think that's another winnable game. I mean, last year, that was a 6-0 game that went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, that Rapids had several opportunities, just couldn't quite punch it in on long drives, which has been the trend the last couple weeks. But eventually, they're going to punch it in, and they're going to do it a bunch. And I could see them winning a game, and maybe next week it's against those pesky Tigers up in northern Wood County.
Yeah, and then I think as the season starts to wind down here, they will be hosting Eau Claire Memorial on the 4th of October, head over to New Richmond the following Friday, and then wrap things up again here at home against the other Eau Claire School North. So there's a couple of winnable games there as we wrap up the season.
Yes, there's very winnable games on their schedule. Assumption, they've got a couple winnable games. I mean, Pittsville, they're having a little bit tough go of it. And Rauscholt, they're having a tough go of it. They've actually just announced that they're going to make Rauscholt, that is, making the jump to eight-man football coming for next year. So that's well, Rashold's struggling a little bit as Assumption, so it'll be nice to see another comparable opponent there for the Royals. Looking at other teams, I mean, Nakusa, they got Waupun, then they go to Adams, then they're home against Ripon, then finish things out on the Dells. Those are all winnable games, very, very close games in a couple of them, in my estimation. And Port, they go on the road again to Marion Tigerton next week, then they're home against McCatholic. And I mean, if Port was down 30-28, I didn't see what, if it was a final, I don't know how much game was left. But if they lose tonight, it doesn't hurt their record because the game was supposed to be Buller Gresham, goes down as a win because Buller Gresham forfeited. Game could hurt in the playoff seeding, but they're still going to be undefeated going up to Marion Tigerton next week, and then possibly still be undefeated when they welcome Newman. Newman's kind of had a run of that conference, man, for the last 5-6 years.
They've been tough in the state as well.
Yeah.
So, a couple of teams in the area who are still fighting for playoff positions, and we're going to keep you abreast of that situation as we go through these final couple of weeks of the season. Unbelievable right here. We just wrapped up week number 5.
Pretty soon we're going to be sitting high up the gym at Lincoln High School or over at the rink watching some hockey or some wrestling or whatever we got going on.
Next thing you know will be the Cranberry Classic.
Sure. we got deer season to worry about first. We got to get the work done first.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Hey, we had a great night here. I hope you guys enjoyed the broadcast. Great big thank you to all of our sponsors for allowing us to bring you this action. Seth, great job back at the studio as per usual.
Wonderful job, Seth.
For Michael Comer, this is Randy Paul saying so long, everybody, as you've been listening to Lincoln Red Raider Football here, FM 105.5 WIRI.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
WIRI Nakusa. Heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
I lost her trail on a Friday night. She was gone before I got home. Getting restless in that big house all alone. And I've been up and down these city streets for 3 nights in a row. And Lord, it's hard to find that girl when she gets the urge to go. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border. Like Her car's waiting right outside. But I don't want to think about who's taking her for a ride. And her unpredictability is what I love about her best. But I got to find her quick, for she does something I'll regret. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border town. You're asking about a diamond ring. It just look at you like you've lost your mind. Say they haven't seen a thing. But I know she's been here lately. I can still smell her perfume. Yeah, she gets crazy on a full moon. She's out there somewhere, burning up the night. Somehow I got to run her down. I'm running out of time. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border town. Asking about it.
We got 24 tall boys on the chill. Yeah, 14 of them's mine. A little Marshall took her on the radio. You know, we just catch a little groove before the show. We ain't playing nothing slow at the parking lot party. A tailgate buzz just a sipping on suds. Ain't ever too early to light one up, fill up your cup, cause I ain't no party like party at the parking lot party. Well, the opening band is doing sound check. Man, they sound pretty good. Hell, I ain't even bought no tickets yet. Yeah, but that's alright, we don't care, cause all the pretty girls are sitting right here. Kick it back in a lawn chair. Parking lot.
95.5 FM.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start a ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole of the red, white, and blue. Justice will be served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage, and you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'm brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this soul forward, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long haired son of a sinner, searching for new. I'm a pedal to the highway. If you ever wonder why we write these songs, 'cause I'm only one drink away from the devil. I'm only one call away from home. Yeah, I'm somewhere in the middle. I guess I'm just a little right and wrong. World's got me. These pills pretend to be my friend. I'm done for the last time. I'm lying to myself again. I always say that. Now I'm on my way back here somehow. I should know by now.
paid for them in cash. Walked a million miles on broken glass. I'm feeling like I'm fading. My heart's been slowly breaking. Might pop a pill and smoke and maybe drink. Talk to God and tell him what I think. At first he's gonna hate me, but eventually he'll say I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new ways I can get gone. I'm a
take our love one night at a time. There's one thing that we both agree. I like you, and baby, you like me. Let's take our love one night at a time. This makes perfect, gonna get it right, gonna get it right, one night at a time. All night, love all night, practice makes perfect, gonna get it right, gonna get it right, one night at a time. You all day long. It feels so good, it can't be wrong. I got my fingers crossed that this goes on and on. Tomorrow, well, that's another day. Come on, baby, now what do you say? Let's take our love one night at a time. This makes perfect, gonna get it right, gonna get it right, one night at a time. This goes on and on. All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right. Gonna get it right. One night at a time. All night.
Country Pride. Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends, 24-7, 105.5 FM.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever in getting ready. so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. And she drives me wild. And wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She makes plans for the weekend, can't wait to go out. Till she changes her mind, says let's stay on the couch and watch TV. And she falls asleep. And wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She's unpredictable, unforgettable. It's unusual, unbelievable. How I'm such a fool. Yeah, I'm such a fool. She's crazy, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. Her crazy's beautiful to me.
She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends, margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her, put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Closet's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, lose an earring in her drink, leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Can handle any champagne brunch, a bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jell-O shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, lose an earring in her drink, leave her jacket in the
the bathroom stall. Proper contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, and how have I done? Friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Saturday, October 26th is Drug Take Back Day. The following are the drop-off locations in your community. Wisconsin Rapids Pick and Save, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Port Edwards Fire Department, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Town of Rome, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pittsville Police Department, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And the Marshfield City Hall from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Secret Service Acting Director Ronald Rowe details failures found during their internal review of the July assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump.
While some members of the advance team were very diligent, there was complacency on the part of others that led to a breach of security protocols.
Lebanon's top diplomat through an interpreter tells the UN Security Council that deadly electronic device attacks in Lebanon and Syria.
These attacks represent a serious, unprecedented event in the history of wars, and they come in the aftermath of Israeli declarations concerning a full-scale war on Lebanon.
Israel has not commented on the explosions. Georgia's Republican-led election board passes a measure requiring every ballot to be counted by hand. CBS's Scott McFarland.
This dispute over the hand counting of ballots rule seems destined for court. A legal challenge to stop the rule from taking effect by November 5th could be filed by Monday.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with 105.5 WIRI. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Just download the Civic Media app and listen for your chance to win our statewide contest with 105.5 WIRI.
Do you need your home or garage cleaned? Then call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Is your business or office kind of dirty? Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Whether you need cleaning daily, weekly, or seasonally, call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Need help grocery shopping, laundry, cooking, house sitting, pet sitting? Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Power washing siding and decks? Grass cuttings, raking leaves? Yep, that's right. Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Call 459-1475 anytime.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A new AARP Wisconsin presidential poll again shows the importance of voters age 50 and older. Jeff List, a pollster and partner at Impact Research, says when it comes to issues, immigration matters to Republicans, and abortion and threat to democracy matter to Democrats. Personal economics matter to persuadable voters.
77% of voters over 50 say that Social Security is either extremely or very important to them.
List said Medicare is also an issue, but not as big as other issues. The annual Aspirus Lights of Love fundraiser and tree lighting ceremony will happen in Wisconsin Rapids on November 20th. The Lights of Love trees are displayed throughout the holiday season between Aspirus Riverview Hospital and the Riverview Expressway. You can find out more and purchase Lights of Love to celebrate your loved ones at aspirus.org. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, a shower or storm possible tomorrow afternoon and evening. High in the low 80s. Partly sunny, much cooler, only upper 60s Sunday. A few showers are possible right in through Monday. It's 60 right now.
was catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. Hey, it's Carolina. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina. Yeah, she had me.
She said she was fresh from the farm, and I remember thinking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. We sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow gin fizz, and when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, "I like living like this." So I made her the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the torque wrench. I whispered, "Honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV." And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying, "Don't you leave me." I told him, "This here's the queen of my double wide trailer with the
Sometimes she runs and I've got to tail her and dang her black heart and her pretty red neck.
This sweet thing's got me buzzing from whispering in my ear. Just take a peek up in here at this little hot mess. Mister, you'll understand. I'm doing my best and I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. When she's all over control, all over the road. Don't wanna get no ticket, don't wanna cause no wreck. It's hard to concentrate with her pretty little lips on my neck. I say, girl, take it easy. She laughs, says it'll be fine. How am I supposed to keep it? Between the lines, yeah, I know I'm all over the road. And I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. When she's all over me, I'm all out of control. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. Have a little mercy on me. Sir, I'm sorry, I know.
On a snow-white Christmas Eve, going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass.
She saw both their lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the
Wisconsin's only choice for real country music. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Don't even want the attention, but yeah, that's all that she's getting. Her song is on and she's spinning around. Yeah, she got me drunk like a heart racing like a Daytona. Ooh, I'm in heaven, I swear, right now. And those eyes can hypnotize. Was designed to blow my mind. Look what God gave her, our perfect teenager. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault. Singing like she came down from the ceiling when she walked in here this evening. I thought, yeah, that girl 1 in 7 billion got everyone in here feeling like there's a fire in this building so high. Got a smile on an angel face. I know I'll never lose my faith. Look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my. Where she fell right out the sky. Yeah, I think I've seen the light.
every kiss, I could die. It's like the heavens open wide. Man, I swear I've seen the light. Oh, look what I did. How perfect he made it. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault, no. Look what I gave her.
Somebody, and he's got blue eyes. He opens the door.